The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas is Parashas Vayetze. In Vayetze, the Torah tells us about Yaakov, who marries Leah, and then he marries Rachel, and then he marries Zilpah and Bilhah, and he gives birth with his wives to 11 of the 12 sons. And on Rachel and Leah, it states in Rus, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki Rachel uki Leah, Asher bonu shteihem is Beis Yisrael. That Rachel and Leah are the ones who built the Beis Yisrael, the house of Israel. And even though they were shutfim, they were partners in building the house of Israel, and giving birth to the Shvatim, which is the foundation of Beis Yisrael, and they were sisters. Nevertheless, we find that their very natures were contrary to each other. They were different, totally different from one from another. This evening, let's go into this. In regards to Rachel, the Torah states in this week's Parsha Choftes, Perachoftes, Pasachofhei, that when Lavan had promised that he would give Rachel to Yaakov for 7 years of labor, and the time came, then Yaakov said, Haves Ishti, give me my wife now, because I have fulfilled my days of labor. Lavan deceived Yaakov, and instead of giving him Rachel that evening, he gave to him Leah. And it states in the Pasuk, Vayhi vaboker vihinehi Leah. And in the morning, he realized that it was Leah. Vayim ha-lovan, and he said to Lovan, Mazei shasisoli, halei v'rochel avarati moch, v'lovari bisoni. What is this that you have done to me? I worked all of these years for Rachel, not for Leah. And why have you deceived me? So Lavan said, Lo yase chen bin kemeno lo se satsira lichnei abechira, that in our place we do not do this, we do not give the oldest, this youngest before the oldest. Malish vuzos vin nitna lecha gamer zeis ba'avoda shetavar imodi eit shevashonim acheres. Fill out this week, this was the week of the Shiva Shemei Amishta, 7 days of celebration, with Leah, and then I will give you Rachel, and you will work another 7 years for me. So on the Pasuk which states, Vayi baboker v'inehi Leah, that in the morning it was Leah, and from there it seems that in the night time it wasn't. In other words, Yaakov did not realize until morning that it was Leah, not at night time. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel, and also in Bava Basra, the Gemara praises the tznius of Rachel. The Gemara says, Leigra mitzadik einov, brings a pasuk from Eov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forget what he sees in the righteous. Ves malochim lakise, v'yeshiveim lonetzach, v'yigbohu. and he will raise them up even to the thrones. The Gemara says, what does this mean? Bistat Smiyas Shohei Sababa Rachel, because Rachel was such a great snua. What does snius mean? Snius means someone who's very modest, who's private, low profile. Unfortunately today many people think that the midah, the quality of tznius, starts and ends with physical modesty. This is not so at all. Physical modesty is just one very small measure of the milus hatznius that the Gemara and the sages refer to. Tznius means someone who's in general very modest, very private, even secretive, non-publicized, low profile. The Gemara brings that the great Miles Hatznius is someone who's not Megalat Sod, does not reveal secrets or confidences of one person to another. The opposite of this, which is known as a Prutsa Princius, is someone who reveals secrets to others. In fact, as the Gemara brings, it's Mesech to Sanhedrin. Well, the Gemara says that there was a Bezdin which paskin a certain halacha. There was a litigation between two people, and the decision was not unanimous, but nevertheless we went according to the majority of judges. And the halacha is that none of the judges are allowed to reveal to the litigants or to anyone else what the personal opinions were of the judges, because then the person can feel, look, these judges were on my side, but you were against me, and it'll come lidei machlekes. The Gemara brings, I think 22 years later, in one case, someone went and told someone. So that person, they threw out of the Beis HaMedrash, and they never allowed him back in the Beis HaMedrash. Megale Seidhu, because he was not a tznua, because he went and revealed something to others that he shouldn't have. So when we're speaking of tznius, it's a whole great dimension of the personality of the person. Now the Gemara here praises the tznius of Rachel. And it states that because she was such a tznua, from her came out King Saul. Rashi here brings, and then Biskat's new Shahoya by the Shaul, and from her came out another person who was a very, very great tznua, and this was King Saul. And because of the Biskat's news that was by Shaul, Zocha v'yotzimimeno Esther. And from Shaul, who was such a great tznua, came Esther and Mordechai. Rashi brings that in the Targum shel Megillah miyaches Mordechai ve'esor asiri l'Shaul v'mishol ad Binyamin, that they show the chain of lineage from Esther and Mordechai to Shaul 10 generations later. And Shaul was from Binyamin, and Binyamin was from the sons, one of the two sons of Rachel, Yosef and Binyamin. So the Gemara says, and that's what it means, Le'igra mitzadik einov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take his eyes off the tzadik. When a tzadik does something righteous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward that person even generations later. So Gemara says, "Maitzni usoisa baRachel." What was the modesty that we find by Rachel? So the Gemara brings that when Yaakov came to the well and he saw Rachel, he said, "Ki achi aviyahu, I'm your uncle, I'm the brother of your father." He wasn't her uncle. He was the son. He was the son of her father's sister. He was a cousin. Rivka was the sister of Laban. So what does it mean, Achi Aviyahu? So the Gemara explains. When he saw Rachel, he asked her, "Will you marry me?" She said, "Yes, but Abramohu, my father is a great Ramoy. He's a crook. And he will not give me to you. He will deceive you." So Yaakov said that if your father wants to deal with me honestly, then I am Yaakov. If he wants to deal with me with a sheet, then Achi Aviyahu, I am your father's brother. I will deal with him with deceit also. But it didn't help, as we see. At any rate, Yaakov was prepared for this. So that night, when he was supposed to go to the chuppah, he was supposed to take Rachel, he gave her signs, simonim. In order that night, when it was total darkness and he wouldn't be able to recognize her, so she will know what to tell him. They had made up particular signs between the two of them. In the morning he found out that it was Leah, which tells us that in the evening he didn't know it was Leah. Why not? Because Rachel was in a great dilemma now. When she saw that her father was going to deceive Yaakov and he was giving Leah away instead of Rachel, so she said, "Now it's going to be a great humiliation for my sister, because when Yaakov will find out that it's Leah, he'll throw her out. He won't marry her. He'll throw her out. And it'll be a great humiliation. It'll be a bush and a klima. What should I do?" So she decided that she will give these signs to Leah in order to save Leah from this humiliation and embarrassment. Now this was a mesiras nefesh for her to do this. She was putting herself on the line. Because firstly, if Yaakov found out that it was Leah, and immediately he would go to Laban, and he would let Laban know what he thinks about the whole situation, and he would refuse to marry Leah, then Laban might not have any alternative except to give him Rachel. So it was far to her benefit that he should find out that it was Leah. He shouldn't have to wait, and shouldn't have to go through another 7 years of labor for her, and so forth. And this way, she didn't even know. Secondly, she didn't even know that he would, that the father would give Rachel to her. Secondly, when Yaakov finds out that she's going to give the signs to Leah, well, he can come along and he can be so angry that he'll refuse to marry Rachel also. So this was a great dilemma for her. Nevertheless, she decided that she'll give the simonim to Leah to save her from humiliation, and that's why it was only in the morning that he found out that it was Leah, not at night. Now this was the great snius, the great modesty. What was the modesty here? It was to the contrary. She was revealing the secrets that she had between Yaakov and herself. So what was the modesty? The modesty was, the commentaries bring, is she had covered up the humiliation of her sister. person goes and he prevents someone from being humiliated, from public embarrassment, or whatever this embarrassment is, that's a great smius. She was willing to risk everything she had in order to save face of her sister. So this is the great smius of Rachel. So the Gemara says, "La yigra mitzadik eino, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always pays back." So bishar of the smius of Rachel, she was zeicha to a descendant that also would be a great sanua, Shaul, who would become the first king of Israel. And further, he would be zeicha to a descendant who was also great shnuim, and this were to be Mordechai and Esther, who would save all of Klal Yisrael. This is all from Shevet Binyamin. Now the Gemara goes further and says, what was the great tznius of Shaul? So it states, "V'yisdvar malucha lehigid lei." What does this mean? In Malachi, in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud, Shaul's father sent him, together with someone else also, to look for some donkeys that had gone astray. So they went and they looked and they looked and they couldn't find them. Finally someone told them that you're not far from the home of the Novi, of Shmuel. Why don't you go to him and ask him? He's a great prophet. Maybe he'll be able to tell you where the donkeys are. They came to Shmuel and they told him the problem. Then Shmuel tells him, look, send your companion away. I want to talk to you privately. And Vayikach Shmuel Espach HaShemen, this is in Perek Yud. And Shmuel took a flask of oil, Vayitzek al Reishai Vayishokehu, and he poured it on his head and he kissed him. Vayema Haleiki Mishachacho HaShem al Nachlosei Lenogid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made you the king of Israel. And the soul was flabbergasted. Here he came looking for donkeys, and all of a sudden Shmuel is telling him he's the king of Israel. And he said, why are you doing all of this to me, and so forth and so on. Anyway, and then Shmuel gave him instructions what to do, and a Ruach Hashem, a spirit of Hashem, came on Shaul, and so on. Then they left, and in Pasuk Yudalid they came back and they came to the uncle. And then their uncle, Vayimadei Chol Elov, Velnare, where did you go? And he says, we went to look for the donkeys. And we couldn't find them, so we went to Shmuel. So his uncle asked him, Hagidu no li mo omar lechem Shmuel. Tell me, what did Shmuel tell you? He told us where we will find the donkeys, which was true. Shmuel also told him that. But he never told the uncle that Shmuel told him that he's going to become the king of Israel, and he anointed him. He told him about the donkeys. This was the modesty of Shaul. But here someone went and made him king of Israel. Generally, what would you do? You'll put a notice in the newspaper right away. You'll put it in the internet. You'll put it on television. Billions of people. You take when someone's appointed president. Here, the first king of Israel. And he asked him, what did Shmuel tell you? He tells him about the donkeys. There's Dvar HaMalucha LeHigit. And he didn't tell him anything that he spoke to him about becoming, that he was going to become the first king of Israel. So that is the tznius that we find in Shaul. Because of that, he was zeicha b'yotze b'men Esther. Came Esther. Mordechai says, what was the tznius in Esther? So this in the Megillas Esther, states that Ahasuerus, the mighty king, he was one of the few kings that ruled Misefa Elam at Sefer from one end of the world to the other. Kufchav Zayn Medina is over 127 provinces. That was the entire known world. So imagine, he had the entire world under him. And he held this beauty contest. And he chose Esther to become his queen. And he wanted to know all the time from Esther who she was, where did she come from. And Mordechai told Esther she should not tell, because Mordechai was hoping that Ahasuerus would tire himself of Esther and send her away. He didn't want her to be there. So he told Esther all the time, don't tell who you are, because Esther was a descendant of Shaul. She had come from royalty. And this way Ahasuerus would think that if she's not telling her background, who knows who could she be? She could have been found in a basket. Right? And this would maybe make him determined to get rid of Esther. So he always told her not to tell. So in the Megillas Esther it states, this is in Perek Beis, Posuk Yud Zayin, Tesayin Yud Zayin, Vatilokach Esther Lamelech Ahasuerus. He took Esther, Vayev Amelech Es Esther Mikol Anoshim, and he loved Esther more than all of the women. Vayosim Kesa Malchus Bereisha, and he placed the crown, the royal crown, on her head, by Yamli Chehotachas Vashti, and he made her the queen. She became the queen of the world. Then it states, "Vayasa Melech Mishte Godel Chol Sor Vavodov Eis Mishte Esther Vanochel Amdinas Oso." He made a great party, a great feast for all of his royalty, and Vanochel Amdinas Oso, and he went and he gave off the taxes to all of the provinces. Vayitein Masais Ki Aramelech, and he went and he sent out all types of gifts. Ubi Kovetz Besulei Shenis, and he went and he gathered in more maidens. Umodchai Yeshim B'Sharamelech, and Mordechai was there in the Sharamelech. What was all of this about? So the Gemara says that he was trying to entice Esther to tell him who she is. Look, I'll make this great party for you. I'll give the people off of taxes. I'll send out great gifts. Then he thought he would make her jealous, so he made another great party where he collected more virgins, more maidens, and he thought he would make her jealous. And it states, "Mordechai Yeshe B'Shar HaMelech." Mordechai was by the gates of the king. Ein Esther Mageres Malaret of Esamo, and Esther would not tell; she would not reveal who she is. Kashet Siva Aleo Mordechai, like Mordechai commanded. Now, this also was not simple, because she had the world at her feet. Ahasuerus would have done anything to her, and here she's crossing him. She's refusing to tell him who she is. First of all, she's risking her life. He can get angry and do to her the same thing he did to Vashti. There would have been no problem. She would have been off with the head. But secondly, he was trying to entice her with the greatest wealth of the world. Esther ein magedis, she doesn't talk. This is a tznius. Again, we're not talking here limited to the physical modesty. She knew how to keep her mouth closed at the highest cost. Ein Esther magedis es molarito es amo. He didn't even know what nation she was coming from. He didn't know what family she was coming from. So the Gemara says, this was the great tznius of Esther. And this was all because of the tznius of Shaul. Well, it's Dvar Malocha, Adar Dvar HaMalucha Lahigid. And this was all because of the tznius of Rochel, who went to cover up the humility of her sister. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays. That's why Rochel was Eicher from this Sheva, from Binyamin, to such great people. Now, in general, this is only one episode, but in general, the Gemara tells us in a number of places that Shaul was a very great person when it came to tznius, to modesty, and to busha, to shyness. For example, just a little further, Shmuel had told him to go home, and he said, I'll come there. And then, a little further, it states that Shmuel came, and he said, I've come to make a king. And he gathered together all of the Shvatim to throw lots, and came out Shevet Binyamin. The king would be from Binyamin. Then he gathered together all of Shevet Binyamin to find out which family, and it came out from Kish, and then finally to Shaul ben Kish, and he announced, this is going to be the king. So he said, bring him here that I might anoint him. And meanwhile, they couldn't find him. After all this, they couldn't find him. So he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is he? This is in Pasuk Chof Beis. Vayema Hashem hu nech bo al hakelim. He's hiding. When it came time to anoint Shaul, after all of this, he had vanished. Why? Nech ba al hakelim bebay shenosnu sham haboin kleihem shohir bereach min agdula. In the place where everybody leaves their things when they come to a place, Shaul was hiding. Because he was a bereach min hagdula, he ran from greatness. This again was the midas hatznius and the midas habusha that was in him. And in general, the Torah gives great, tells us about Esther in general. Her name was Esther. And Esther, the Gemara says, comes from the word haster, which means to conceal. And her name was also Hadassah. And the Gemara says that Hadassah, the Hadassah we use in the lulav and the esrog, this is the myrtle plant. So the Gemara brings that Hadassah is a plant which represents tznius, because it's all covered. The leaves cover the entire branch. And Mordechai, the Gemara says, his name comes from Mori Dichye. And that was the name of the incense which was brought on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says that when the incense was brought on the Mizbeach, it was brought b'chashoy, that was supposed to be brought very privately, concealed. No one was supposed to be around. And the Gemara says that there's two types of Loshon Hora. There's two types of slander. Loshon Hora. There's a Loshon Hora that you say to many people, and there's a Loshon Hora that you say secretly. The Keteris, the incense, was Mechaper, atone for the Loshon Hora that one said secretly, because that was brought secretly. And in general, we are commanded in this quality, as it states, "V'hatznei lecha sim Hashem alekecha," that when you walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're walking with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Walk with me, v'alachta bidrochov," walk in my ways. But he doesn't want you to put it on television. Fortunately, something else people don't understand. Today, someone walks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to let everybody know. It says, "Vatsneya lechesim Hashem alekecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Walk with me, but do it privately." And on that, the Mesilas Yesharim brings, "Harbe chasidim rishenim," the early righteous people, that they would only fulfill their acts of righteousness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when no one was around, not publicly. Publicly they were active and like everyone else. To fulfill Vatsneya, Lechesim Hashem Elokecha. Then there's a Gemara that says further. Gemara brings in Baba Basra. It says, in Baba Basra, in Kuf Chav Gimel, Perek Beis Neichlin. Elevenus and Rabach, Lekach Omar, Rui Haise Bechore Lotzeis Mirochel. Yaakov had two firstborn sons. He had a firstborn from Leah and a firstborn from Rochel. The firstborn from Leah was Reuven, the firstborn from Rochel was Yosef. Yaakov wanted that his real firstborn should be Yosef. As it states, Ele told this Yaakov, Yosef. These are the generations of Yaakov, and it starts with Yosef. Why? Because he came to Laban not for Leah, he came to Laban for Rachel. He always considered Rachel was Esav Yaakov. Therefore, the firstborn of Rachel should be his firstborn. But something happened. And instead, his firstborn was Reuben, Leah's firstborn. How did that happen? What happened along the way? So the Gemara says, "Rui ha'isa b'chore lotzeis merachel." Really, the firstborn Yosef should come from Rachel. Ela shekod masal Leah barachamim, but Leah prayed for compassion from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why she gave birth to the firstborn. But we take Tzniu Shoheisa Baba Rochel, but because of the great modesty that Rochel had, Hakzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu later on returned it to her. Because we find that Reuven was the firstborn, but later on he lost that zchus. He lost it, and it went to Yosef. Yosef was always recognized by Yaakov as his firstborn, and he gave him Pishnayim, he gave him the double portion in his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Mahi. So the Gemara says, what are you referring to? What do you mean that Leah got the shus because of Rachamim, and then Rachel got it back because of Tznius? So the Gemara says, in our parasha it says that Eine Leah Rakes, it says, and Rachel was Yifas Teh v'Yifas Mare. Rachel was beautiful to look at, but the eyes of Leah were rakos. Rakos means they were very swollen. So the mother says, what does it mean they were very swollen? If we mean that physically they were swollen, and the Torah is telling us a blemish, an imperfection in her beauty, because in the same breath it states that Rachel was very beautiful, we find that the Torah will not even say a gnush bebehemot meya leidibar akosuf. Even when it comes to speak about an impure animal, the Torah tries not to say a criticism, as it states when it says mina behema tora mina behema asher einena tahora. When it wants to tell us the pure animals and the impure animals, it doesn't use the word tome, but it uses the words not pure, einena tahora. So beginus hatzadikim dibar akosuf. So the Torah is going to say a blemish, a critical blemish in the righteous, because physically there was something wrong with them. Elamar of Lezer. So Reb Lezer says, well, no, so the Gemara brings a few opinions on this, but what's relevant to here, the Gemara says, no, Elishvachula. When the Torah said that the eyes of Leah were swollen, this was not a critical observation. This was a praise to her. What was the praise? Because Shoisa Shamasa Proshes Drochim Bnei Odim Shoya Imrim. The people used to say, she used to hear, Shnei Bonim Yeshla the Rivka, Shnei Bonim Yeshla Lovin. Rivka has two sons, and Lovin has two sons. The oldest daughter, Rivka has two sons, and Lovin has two daughters. The oldest daughter will go to the oldest son, and the youngest daughter will go to the youngest son. So she used to ask, who's the oldest son? Esav, because she was the oldest daughter. Mam Esav, what kind of person is he? They would say, Ish Rahu, Melastim Briyais. He was a very evil person and he was a crook. Kotten Mam Esav, then she would ask, and the younger son, what is he like? Ish Tam Yeshiva Olim. He's a very righteous person and a very upright person, and he dwells in the tents of Torah. And she would weep all of the time. And because she would weep all of the time, her eyes were swollen. So when the Torah tells us that her eyes were swollen, it is not saying a critical observation, it is saying a praiseworthy observation. This is how she did not want to fall into the lot of the Rosha Esav. And the same now that it states that Yaakov, after he married Leah and Rochel, it states, Vayara Hashem kishnua Leah. Hashem saw that Leah was hated. So again, what does it mean, hated? The Torah doesn't speak in an ill-mannered way, even in regards to an animal, so it's not going to speak about the righteous. Eladibara Elora Kodesh Baruch Hu shesnuin maisa Esav bifoneho. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, she was afraid that Yaakov would divorce her, because Yaakov didn't want her in the first place. So her guarantee, she felt that and if she would be divorced, then her father would give it to Esav, because she was destined for him. And her guarantee, she felt that Yaakov would not divorce her if she could bear Yaakov a son. So that's what it means, Vayar Hashem kishnua. Hashem saw that she was hated, that she hated Esav, and therefore Vayiftach es Rachmo, he opened her womb before Rochel, in order that she shouldn't be divorced and have to fall into the hands of Esav. So this is why that Rui Ha'isa Bechora, the firstborn, should have come from Rochel. But Miteich Rachamim, because of the compassion that Hashem had for Leah, and Leah was constantly beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodmo Sol Leah. It went to Leah. Now, it states, but eventually it went back to Rachel. Why? It went back to Rachel because B'schar Tznius HaYisabo B'Rachel, because of the Tznius, as it states, and then it brings the same case of the Simonim, that she went and she covered the humiliation of her sister. And therefore she was Zecher to Yosef, who was her firstborn, and who eventually was held as the firstborn of the Shvatim. And we see that this news went through her entire family. We see by Yosef. Yosef's name was because Osav Hashem Esker Posi. When Yosef was born, finally, he was born way almost at the end. So she said, Osav Hashem is Kherposi. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken away my shame. He has covered up my shame. And this, he was called Yosef. Now we could go into it if this is the reason why he was called Yosef or not, because the next pasuk states that she said, Yosef li ben acher, I should have another son, and she called him Yosef. So it's not too clear if it's that pasuk or not, but at any rate, his actual birth, though, what did his birth do? His birth covered up his mother's shame, because till then she was humiliated Leah had, by that time, Leah had four children, or perhaps even six by that time. And meanwhile, she hadn't any. We find also by Yosef that in Parshas by Yishlach, next week's Parsha, Lamed Gimel Pasuk Zayin, it states that when they went to meet Esav, so every mother went first with her children following. When Rachel went to meet Esav, Yosef, it states Yosef went first. It says, Va'achen nigash Yosef Rachel, v'yishtachaveh. He pushed himself in front of his mother. Why? Rashi says, Lechasis Esav, mitnei Esav aroshu, to cover her, in order that Esav should not gaze at her. The evil eye of Esav. See, here we see again the tznius, the modesty, the concealment of Yosef. And later on in Parshas Vayechi, in Parshas Memtes Pasuchov Beis, Bein Perish Yosef, Yaakov gave a bracha to Yosef, Bein Perish Yosef, you should be a Perish, Bein Perish Ale Oin, you should be a person of chen. This means that whoever will look at you, we always find consistently that Yosef had hatzlocha, everybody liked him. Potiphar liked him. The wife of Potiphar liked him. In the dungeon they liked him. Parai liked him. See? He was given a bracha of Ben Peres Yosef, Ben Peres Ale Oin. Whoever will look at you will find chen, will see only goodness in you. Now, why was he given that bracha? That because he stood up between himself and Esav, between his mother and Esav, and concealed Esav's evil eye from his mother. And then it's brought, Rashi brings there, that his father told him that this is why you were zechik to Gedula, this is why you have become a king, because you stood up. He was tall and he stood up, and he wouldn't let Esav look at his mother. Therefore, higdalto, I will raise you up amongst the nations. And he became the king. He became the Mishnah Lamelech. The this itself, that whoever saw him saw only chen, only goodness, this itself was a atznius. Why? Because it states that he was shomer mina aingro. Mara tells us Yosef and his shevet didn't have to worry about the ayin hara. They had a shmira. They were protected. They were concealed from the ayin hara. This was the bracha Yaakov gave. Only good eyes shall see you, not evil eyes. Or no one, when they look at you, should envy you to cause an evil eye. This was the tznius. Further, we see on the pasuk, but Teisha be'eson in the brachas in Vayechi, Pasukov Dalet, the Targum says, the dreams of your brothers were fulfilled. They dreamt you would become a great king, you did. Adekai Muraisa be'sisra, because you fulfilled Torah secretly. Yosef, the whole time he was in Egypt, he fulfilled all of the Torah. Whether he was by Potiphar, whether he was in the dungeon, whether he was in the palace of Paro, amongst the greatest power and amongst the greatest royalty and wealth. But how did he fulfill it? All the time with Sisera, secretly. He was in an alien land. Nobody knew who he was. And he taught it even to his sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. That's when Yaakov came, he said, V'yesef oyeh b'mitzrayim, this is the same Yosef, the same Joseph that was always my son that learned Torah by me. Al-Dekayim b'sisro, that he learned Torah secretly. And the Gemara brings in Seita Daf Lamed Vav Amad Beis, Gemara says there was a great difference between Yosef and Yehuda. What was the difference? Yosef, Omar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Omar Rav Shimon Chasida. Yosef shekidesh Shem Shemayim b'Seisher. Yosef sanctified Hashem's name b'Seisher secretly. This was in the case of Ishis Fortifar, the wife of Fortifar, and no one knew what he did. The fact is, he was framed, and everybody thought he did what he didn't do. So, I see for love, Eisachas Mishmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a letter of his name and put it in the name Yosef, because we find in places Yosef's name was called Yehosef. A he was added. Yehuda, we're going to see, he was Mekad Hashem Shemayim Befarheshya. He sanctified Hashem's name publicly. But this was the quality of Yosef. And the Maral brings that in the campsites, the marching of Shevet Yosef, of Yosef, of Binyamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, this was Yosef and Binyamin, they were Shlishi Yisau. They were the third camp to move on. Why? He says, because that was in the middle. And the middle is covered by the others. In other words, they were very unapparent. And where was their campsite when they camped? The Marav, the west. What does the west represent? The west represents the concealment of the greatest physical force in this world, the sun. It's in the west where the sun sets and the sun becomes covered. So this was the meter, the quality of Rochel, and this is what she produced for Klal Yisrael. We said Rochel and Leah, even though they were partners and they were sisters, they were totally different. The Gemara tells us and Leah. It's going on this story that we find in the Parsha. Leah had given birth to four sons: Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Then it states, this was in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayelech Reuben b'mei Tzir Chitim. Reuben, her oldest son, went out, and it was the harvest time. And he found Dudoim. He brought him to Leah. And Rachel said to Leah, give me from your plants. Now, what is going on here? Well, what's the asik here? The issue over the plants. The Chazal tell us that the Dudaim was a certain plant. It was like a fruit that if you ate from it, it would help one fall pregnant. This was the Dudaim. So this was the issue. When Reuben found it, and this was a rare plant. I had a friend who he's from the old Yushalmish. He's a man today about 70. His family was born in Yushalayim and so on. He told me that he once found a very rare plant. He says it was red like a tomato. He'd never seen it before. And the Arabs told him that it was called the Dudaim. So maybe this is it. And I think the Arabs told him it's good for pregnancy. So Rachel said, give it to me. He says, you already gave birth to four sons. I haven't given birth to any. So she said, but Leah said, why should I give it to you? You've taken the love away from my husband. I should also give you this precious plant that my son now has found. So Rachel said, all right, we'll make a deal. Give me the plant, and you can have Yaakov tonight. Yaakov was supposed to come to me tonight, he'll go to you tonight. Bayavo Yaakov minas. So Leah says, it's a deal. She gave the plant. And Yaakov will come to me tonight. Bayavo Yaakov minasoda be'erev. That night Yaakov came home. And he was heading towards the tent of Rachel. Tateitse Leah likrosoi. And Leah went out to meet him. The Gemara, that word batetze, the Gemara makes a lot out of it. Batomer, and she said, Eli tovei, tonight you will come to me. Ki sochor sichaticho, because I have paid for you, bidudei b'ni, by giving Rachel the plants of my son. Vayishkavima balailahu, he went to her that night. Now, one might think that what's going on here is not proper. Certainly it's not modest. Right. So one might think that from such a deal, no good is going to come from it. Hashem listened to Leah. Batahar, and she became pregnant that night. Vatele le'Yakov ben Chamishi. And she gave birth to Yaakov, a fifth son. Vatomer Leah, Nosan Elekim Schori, Asher Nosati Shivchosi Liishi. Leah says that this is a reward because I had given my Shivcha, because after she gave birth to four sons, she stopped giving birth. So she gave her Shivcha. She gave her Shivcha Zilpa to Yaakov, and was born another two sons. So she said that this is my reward for giving my maidservant to my husband. And she called his name Yisochor. Yisochor comes from the word schar, reward. Now we said that it was seemingly no good would come from something like this. Who was born Yisochor? Yisochor was the greatest son of all of the Shvatim when it came to Torah. He was the Baal Torah. There was no one amongst all of the Shvatim that had the minds to penetrate the great depths of the Torah as Yisochor. So the Gemara dwells on this. The Gemara tells us in Gemara brings in Ervin, Dav Kuf Amud Beis, and in Adorim, Dav Chov Beis. Gemara says, here we see that this union between Yaakov and Leah was initiated by Leah. It says, "Vaytetze Leah likrosa." Leah went out to meet him, and she said, "Eli tovei, tonight you come to me." And who was born from this union? Yisochor. Omer Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. From here we see kol ishi shetevas bala lidvar mitzvah, that where you have a case where a wife initiates a union with her husband for the mitzvah, habilon bonim sha'afilu bedeire shel meishel lohoyu kameishon, they will give birth to children that even in the generation of Moshe you will not find. Why? The ilu b'deir shel Meisha, because in the generation of Meisha Ksiv it's written, Hovu lachem anoshim chachomim unaveinim v'yedeim l'shivteichem. When Meisha wanted to find judges, so Hashem said, go find judges who are wise, unaveinim, have chochma and avonim, bino. Bino is a dimension of wisdom, of great understanding, to be able to analyze. To analyze the Torah. And it's written, Vakach es roshe shivtechem anoshim hachomim v'yeduim v'ilu nevainim layashkach. And he found all of the other qualifications, but not Bina. He could not find people with that dimension when it came to appointing the judges of Israel. This was in the time of Moshe. Bilu gabi Leah, but by Leah it states, Vateitzei Leah likrosoi, Vatomer Eilai tovai. Here she initiated this union. She went out to call him and to meet him, and she said, Eilai tovai, you shall come to me tonight. Kisocha sichaticho, because I have hired you, I gave with the plans of my son. Uksiv, and it states, what does it say on the Yisochar and his tribe? Ne Yisochar ye de vino lo itim. They were the ones who had the dimensions of bina, of this analyzation, lo itim, where they could analyze everything in the Torah, even the most difficult areas of the Torah when it came to understand the astronomy and the making of the calendar, and the Kfiyas HaChedesh, setting of the Reish Chedesh, and the setting of the years, when nobody could understand that, that they were Naseh Roshei Amosayim, that 200 heads of Bez Botei Dinim came from Yisochar, V'chol Achehem Alpihem, and all of Israel had to live by their mouths, by their Hairah, by their decisions. And this is why in the brachas, that Yaakov gave to his sons, so he said that Yisochar will be a chamor gorem. He will be like a strong donkey. The donkey was the pack animal. It was the animal that carried the burden. The donkey, other animals, you couldn't overwork them. You worked them by the day, you had to make sure that at night they were brought in, and they were given a nice, clean place and a warm place to sleep. Because if not, you'll have a sick animal, or an animal with pneumonia, and you'll end up shooting it. Okay? The donkey, he worked during the day, he would carry at night. Rain or snow, he carried on. And it says, Beinam is Pasayim. When it came time to sleep, he never took him into the barn. He went over on the side of the road and he rested. He says, that's what you'll be, Yisochar, because you have to carry the burden of Torah for Kol Yisrael, and they will call you by day and they will call you by night. And they will call you in the summer and they will call you in the winter. Okay? This was Yisochar. So this is what the Gemara tells us. Now, this Midah, it states, Vateitzei Leah likrosoi. This was totally the opposite quality of Rochel. Here Rochel was the ultimate when it came to the tznius, the modesty, and the busha. This was the opposite. Now the Gemara tells us, the Gemara asks, it states, it brings where there's the natural was ingrained in Chava after the Chet. Was ingrained in Chava a natural busha, a natural shyness and shame in a woman when it comes to this, to initiate something. So the Gemara says, yes, that's where they initiated explicitly, but what she did was proper. She went out to meet him and she said, tonight you come to me because this was the deal we made. This was the quality of Leah. We see this further from the quality of Leah in the next parsha, in Parshas Vayishlach, and Perek Lamed Dalet. It states Bateitze. Again, it uses that word Bateitze. She went out. See, going out is just the opposite of the tznius and of the shyness and bashfulness. It says Bateitze Dina. Dina went out. Bas Leah, the daughter of Leah, Asher Yolde LeYaakov, that was born to Yaakov, Lirais Bivnes Horetz, they had come to Shechem, and Dinah wanted to meet the daughters of the land, so she went out to visit. So Rashi brings the Medrash, where the Medrash says, Medrash says, what does it say, Vateitzei Dinah Bas Leah, Asher Yolde LeYaakov, the daughter of Leah, who she gave birth to for Yaakov. wasn't the daughter of Yaakov also? Vilei bas Yaakov. Ela Hashem yitziyosei nikreis bas Lea. She went out like her mother. Sha'af hi yitzon yisoyso. She was a go-outer, like her mother was. Shneema vateitzei Lea likrosoi. He says, the Moshul says, ki imo kebito. That a daughter is like her mother. This was Dina. So we see this was their nature. The only thing is, this got Dina into trouble. Leah used it properly. Dina didn't use it properly. See, Leah used it for a great mitzvah. Because through this, she would give birth to a giant. Dina used it because she wanted to meet the daughters of the land and she wanted to talk to them and visit with them. It states, Ilu Yoshva Rabbais, had she stayed home, then it wouldn't have happened what happened to her. Because meanwhile, the prince of the land saw her and she was very beautiful. So he abducted her and he molested her and it created a whole war. Yeah, her brothers had to go kill off the whole city to get her back. So it says, had she stayed at home, it wouldn't have happened. She used it improperly. This is with any quality. A quality can be used properly or improperly. But nevertheless, what do we see? It says, Dina bas Leah, ki ima kach bito. This was the nature of Leah. Now, we see this in a number of places. After giving birth to her fourth son, Yehuda, so she said, this is in Perekhov Tes Posuk Lamed Hei, Vatar od Vatelet Bein, Leah conceived again, and she gave birth, Vatomar Apam, this time. Now what does it mean, this time? So the Medrash explains, Rashi brings, she said, till now I had my equal share. She knew that there would be four wives and 12 sons, and she had three, I had my equal share. But hapam, this time, yesha michelki notelti, I have taken more than my share, then eide es Hashem, I have to openly praise Hashem. Alkein koreshma Yehuda. Therefore she called his name Yehuda. What does it mean, Odeh? The word Odeh does not only mean praise. The word Odeh means open praise. This is, for example, where it comes from the Korban Todah, that when a miracle happens to you, when a miracle happens to you, it's something extra. For example, you go on a little journey and you get there safely and nothing bad happened. Right, it wasn't a miracle. See. But when something miraculous happens to a person, for example, a person is sick, very seriously sick, and then he's cured, then it's brought, he has to bring a korban todah. Todah is from the word hodah. And when something like that happens, it states it has to, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzibur, openly. And Dovra Melech, in his Halal, in the capital, Mo Ashiv Lashem, he says, Los Lecho Ezbach Zevach Toda, Negdo No Lechol Amay. I will bring to you my Korban Toda in the presence of the entire nation. This is what Oda means. She says, till now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my share. Alright, I thanked him. You can thank him privately. But now that he's done such a miracle for me, Shenotalti Yosem Echelki, he's given me more than my share. Because he's given me four sons. And there are only, and there's four wives. There's not going to be 16 sons, only be 12. Miracle. Hapam Odeh Es Hashem. This time I must thank him. Negdo Kol Am. Openly. Begolui. Alkein Koreshma Yehuda. Therefore she called his name Yehuda. The Gemara says, what is Yehuda? Yehuda explicitly says, Hodu Lashem. These are the letters of Yehuda. Yehuda, the Gemara says, has all of the letters of Hashem, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, and it has the letters of Hod. And she emblazed and ingrained in Yehuda in his name, where everybody would hear every time you called Yehuda. That means praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly. This was Leah's midah. This is the opposite of tznius. Tznius is where you go privately, bekisui, concealed. This was begolui, where everyone should know, everyone should hear, everyone should know every time they see Yehuda. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hapam Odes Hashem. How came therefore Koresh Mei Yehuda? The Gemara brings that Yehuda, it states, Ki Deshem Shemayim Befarheshu. This was Yehuda's midah. Yosef Ki Deshem Shemayim Betzino. His midah, his quality was, he was Mekar Deshem Shemayim Bechadre Chadorim, when nobody saw. He was Mekayim HaTorah B'Sisra, fulfilled the Torah secretly. It says, Yehuda, Ki Deshem Shemayim Befarheshu. He sanctified Hashem's name openly. Brings in two Gemaras, it brings two cases. One was the case with Tamar. The case with Tamar, where there, Bifnei HaKol, before everyone, Tzotku Mimeni, he admitted that he was the guilty party, and she was innocent. Now, this was the total antithesis to Busha. Because Busha would have required him to keep his mouth closed, to withdraw, to cover up a humiliation, yet he publicly humiliated himself. Publicly humiliated himself and said, Sotko Mimeni, she is the righteous. I am the guilty one. And another place it brings by his descendant Nachshon that went into the sea first by everyone until the waters were to his throat. And there he cried out, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed. And the Gemara, the Chazal bring that this was the midah of Yehuda that he got from his mother Leah, that Malchus David comes from. Yehuda is the source of our Malchus. Shaul was the first king, but he lost the kingship. And from there it went to Yehuda, to the Zera Yehuda, the seed of Yehuda. And Lo Yosher, it states, it'll never be lost again from the seed of Yehuda. Now Yehuda, a king, is just the opposite. The king has to be Beresha Am, in front. He cannot be a person of Busha. Say, look, it's not for me, and go to the back. That's not the king. See? Unfortunately, that's what Shaul did. Shaul, when it came time to appoint him, he ran away. Bereach min hagdula. When it came time to lead the nation, to destroy Amalek, he said, Yoresi mipnei ha'am. I was afraid of the nation. He let the nation lead him. The king can't say, look, you go and now I'm going to hide back here. He has to be Beresh. He has to be where everyone can see him. He has to be Begolui. He has to be Mefursim. All the traits opposite of the tznius. The midah of Malchus is called Az, Oz. Later on in the Brochas, so Yaakov said to Reuven, Reuven Becheri, Yeser Seis, Yeser Oz. You're my firstborn. You were supposed to get the kohuna and the oz. Rashi says, what is oz? Malchus. You were supposed to be the king too. Vayitein oz lemalkai. Oz comes from the word azush, strength. Azush is just the opposite of tznius. It's a very bad midah many times. Az ponim, az metzach, chutzpah. But it's the midah of strength that's unbending and unyielding. And this is what the melech has to be. And Yehuda, where was his campsite? His campsite was, his marching formation was Rishon Yisrael. He went first. And where was his campsite? Bemizroch, in the east. What is the east? The east is where you see the light and the rising of the sun. The pirsum, the spreading of the sun. And Yehuda's had two sons. The lineage of the kingship went through one of his sons. And what was his that son called? Peretz. The word Peretz is the word that's just the opposite of tznius. There's sanua and porutz. Sanua means something which is concealed. Porutz means something which is open. Why was he called Peretz? Because when the two children were being born, they were twins, the other one, Zerach, was going to come out first. And Peretz moved them aside, and he jumped out first. And the midwife said, Ma poratzto, you have pushed yourself out first. Al kein koresh my Peretz. And that's Midas Malchus. That the Gemara says, Hamelech Peretz Geder. The king cannot withhold himself. He cannot retain himself. When he walks and he goes, he has to blaze new trails. If he merely follows the road, then he's a follower. He's not a leader. The king has to be the leader that goes where there's no roads and makes new roads. Paratzta. And that's where the lineage of Malchus Yehuda came from. The fact is, what is the symbol of Yehuda? The symbol of the Yehuda is the Ari, the lion, not a quiet animal. And the Ari is afraid of no one, and he lets everyone know that he is the king. In fact, one of the brachas that was given to Yehuda is, Yoda, your hands will be be'eref, in the back of the neck of your enemies. So, because I'll say, what do you mean in the back of the neck? Because you will be offensive, not defensive. You will be chasing them. They will be running from you. This was his midah. And from here came David HaMelech. And David, his whole life, he was a king, he was a warrior, a conqueror, but his whole life he was mefarsim the Shem Hashem. He was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly. The whole Sefer Tehillim, Vayida Hashem Koru Bishmei Hodia ba'amim alileisof. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let his acts be known to all of the nations. These are the two qualities. It's perhaps this reason that is brought, the Maral brings, why is it that Yaakov had to have two wives and then the two maidservants also? Why couldn't he have just one wife? She said, because it was impossible to bring forth 12 Shvatim from one wife. Not that you can't bring forth 12 sons from one wife. This has happened many times before. But these Shvatim, everyone was a giant in his own way. And everyone was totally different in his own way. And everyone had his avoda. It had to be used properly. Like we see the midah of Leah or the midah of Dinah. we see that the Azus, which is the total antithesis of Busha, Busha is to retreat. By used properly, the Gemara says it's the meat of Torah. Havi as kinomer. When you come to serve Hashem, you have to have the Azus of a leopard. The Gemara says when it comes to Torah, Torah is Azus. It says Torah is Eish Dos. And it says Hashem owes La'ama Yitain, Dovra Melech wrote. So that, what does it mean? Hashem should give oz. The Targum says Uraisa, Torah. Because the Torah doesn't back up from anyone or anything. And to come to Torah, you need this quality. And that's why it states, Lo Habayshin Lomed. He who retreats and is bashful will not be able to come to Torah. But on the other hand, if it's used improperly, that's where someone refuses to submit and to back up before someone who's greater than him. That's called Asponim. It states Asponim Legehenim. And it states that the Gemara says that Kol mi she'ein lei busha biyodua shele omdu aviseinu bahar Sinai. Whoever doesn't have Boshe Sponim, it's known that his fathers did not stand on Har Sinai. So the Maral says, why? Because when it comes to the decrees of the Torah, there everyone has to submit. So everyone has to submit to the decrees of the Torah. That was what was given at Har Sinai. And if someone refuses to submit, even then, if someone is an Azus where he shouldn't be, that's a sign that he wasn't on Har Sinai. So we have these qualities. Used properly, they build worlds. From Rachel came Klal Yisrael. From Rachel came Shaul HaMelech. From Shaul came Esther and Mordechai. And from Leah came Vateitze Leah. Leah went out. This was the meat of Malchus. And she gave birth to Yisachar, who became the meat of Torah. Because to penetrate the greatest depths of Torah, you can't have anybody that's going to back up, that's going to stand back. You can't have anyone who's going to give up. You can never say in Torah that since we cannot say better, then this is what it means. It's Amishpat Lelakim. The wisdom of the Torah is endless. If you look in the Rekeveger, where he writes that he had kashas a whole lifetime, years later he was only able to answer it because he never gave up, because of the Azus of the Malchus. This was the meat of Torah. And therefore she gave birth to Yisachar and to Yehuda. And from Yehuda would come the kings that would conquer the world and be Mefarsim, bring Hashem's name into the world, to the whole world. This would be Dovr HaMelech and eventually the Melech HaMashiach. So these were the two qualities of Rachel and Leah, totally contrary to each other. Share, like it states, Ki Rachel ukeleya asher bonu shtehem es beis Yisrael. And from both of them was built the house of Israel.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.